Blog Talk Radio.
From the Blog Talk Radio studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Talking the Hudson, and I am Fernando Uribe. I want to welcome you all here tonight, the 7th of June, the year 2017. And again, I want to thank you for listening from wherever you are here in the good old U.S. of A. You can always write to the show's inbox, ladies and gentlemen, which is talkingthehudson@gmail.com. Now, don't forget to follow me on Instagram @your_favorite_Fernando. And on Twitter @theGloriousFUJ. And for all of you Facebook subscribers, please go to the official page for Talking the Hudson and like it, of course, and ask you to tell your friends to do the same. Now, Talking the Hudson is brought to you by Olivello Restaurant, ladies and gentlemen. It's a brand new gem here in Hudson County, and it is indeed the best Italian food that you will taste anywhere. Now, Olivello Restaurant is located at 7709 Bergen Line Avenue in North Bergen, New Jersey. They're open for dinner 7 days a week. And now, with these warm days ahead of us, the outdoor seating area to eat is available. And do make sure you make a reservation there. Call them ahead of time, 201-662-6110. 201-662-6110. Tell them Fernando Uribe sent you, and Olivello Restaurant will take care of you. Now, check out their website, folks, at www.olivellanj.com. You can check out all their tremendous dishes there on full display. An excellent menu, folks. Trust me, you'll enjoy eating there. And even though we're trying to get summer ready, trust me, if you need to eat a cheat meal, do it at Olivello Restaurant in North Bergen. And don't forget to like Olivello Restaurant on Facebook and, of course, follow them Instagram and Twitter. Now, I want to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen, so don't be shy and call me toll-free tonight, 657-383-0296. Once again, the toll-free number tonight to call in, 657-383-0296. Our toll-free number, once again, is brought to you by Olivello Restaurant. Now, I'm glad to have you join me tonight on Blog Talk Radio, everyone. And listen, I can't believe it's already June. Where is 2017 going? It's flying by. And hopefully, Old Man Winter is in our rearview mirror, and hopefully some warmer days are here to stay. And now we start, as always, with the real truth. Now, primary day came and went. Now, there were no surprises here in Hudson County, and certainly no surprise in the race to succeed Governor Chris Christie. Now, this November, it's going to be Kim Guadagno versus Phil Murphy. Now, throughout New Jersey, some might say it's just Christie Light versus John Corzine 2.0. Now, I'm a homeowner, and I'm a taxpayer, but I'm also very worried. Democrats outnumber Republicans in New Jersey by a margin of 3-1. But as always, independents decide elections. But I'm afraid that this November, independents may actually stay home. A lot of them who I talk to on a regular basis, both on the street and also online, tell me consistently they were fooled back in 2009, and they're not falling for it again. The problem is, though, that they're not sold on Phil Murphy, and who knows if they ever will be. Now, many throughout New Jersey feel that Governor Christie doomed the Republican Party for many years to come. This hole alone may be too steep for Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno to climb out of. Now, we're a long way from November, and there's still plenty of campaign to be done. But after last night during the primary, we can very well see the State House becoming blue once again. Now, as we all know, elections are not always a lock. And as we learned from last November, you know what? Anything is possible. New Jersey's gubernatorial election will continue to be national news, and it'll dominate the headlines. And we'll find out in the coming weeks and months ahead who has the right stuff. Is it Phil Murphy or Kim Guadagno? Now, for all of you listening tonight, you'll be happy to know that I've received assurances from both campaigns that both candidates will come on Talking the Hudson in the coming months. Now, despite the fact that we are in summer mode and many of us don't care about politics, a lot of us actually do. So it'll be great to have them both on the program, maybe not together, in a debate format, but it'll be great to have Phil Murphy on one evening and, of course, Kim Guadagno on another episode. So stay tuned again I can't tell you anymore. You're not going to hear any of these appearances anywhere else. You'll only hear it here on Talking to Hudson. And we'll see as election season is well underway. And that is the real truth. Now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, feel free to call in tonight, 657-383-0296. I want to hear what's on your mind about Hudson County. And again, our toll-free number is brought to you by Alavella Restaurant in North Bergen. Now, we do have a special guest on tonight. I do see some numbers in the call center right now. Call here. I'm not sure exactly what number this is, but we'll soon find out.
Hello?
All right. Welcome to Talking to Hudson. And who's this right now?
Hi, my name's Arthur.
Arthur, hi. How's it going? Thanks for calling Talking to Hudson. I know we have a guest coming on in a few moments, but thanks for giving me a call today. What's on your mind?
What you were just saying about the politics, I'm a Republican. I'm a committee man, local committee man here in Union City. And
okay.
What I basically see in November is Phil Murphy, I think, is, as you said, exactly probably a clone of John Corzine. And Kim Guadagno, I think that she's turning off a lot of independents because they might see her as maybe a Christie type of person. And I think that they're both weak candidates. Another thing is that I studied New Jersey politics for a while now, and I've noticed that going back to at least the 70s, there's like a cycle of a Democratic governor, then a Republican governor comes in, then a Democratic governor, then a Republican. I think that if that cycle holds true, then I think Murphy's the favorite.
Well, Arthur, well, let me say this. I don't disagree with a lot of what you just said, and I thank you for listening to my monologue. A lot of people have told me personally on the street and also online, whether it's in text messages or emails or, you know, social media messenger or whatever, that they're concerned. They're concerned, you know, as I am. I'm a homeowner. I'm a taxpayer. I don't know what to expect. And, you know, again, the characterization I mentioned before is one that a lot of people, not just Hudson County, but statewide, have in mind. It's going to be, you know, Chris Christie light versus John Corzine 2.0. I mean, that's, again, the mindset. I think maybe a lot of people, you know, that sort of, you know, elected officials may not want to admit that, you know, openly and publicly, but privately, I know that I've had elected officials talk to me off the record and say, Fernando, that characterization isn't far off. As a matter of fact, it's dead on. So, you know, moving forward, I mean, again, there's a lot of time between now and November. I don't know exactly what both campaigns are going to be doing. Obviously, I mean, they're basking in the glory after last night's win in the primary. By overwhelming margins, especially here in Hudson County. I know that my mayor and state senator here, Brian
mayor,
Stack, delivered a very, very big turnout for Phil Murphy. And certainly, I believe,
man,
I think it was somewhere like, I think over 7,000 votes for Phil Murphy alone. So it was, it was quite a turnout for him. And again, you know, I think that, you know, moving forward, you know, Phil Murphy will be the first one to tell you. I've met Phil Murphy at some events. He's a nice guy. He comes off as very personable. He's a guy who, you know, is, you know, knowledgeable and has an, you know, a grasp of the issues. But I think you're supposed to when you're running for office. So it's not like I'm not trying to congratulate him for something he's supposed to be doing. But at the same time, you know, I'm concerned about Lieutenant Governor Guadagno. You know, the last 8 years have not been great for New Jersey taxpayers. They've not been great for New Jersey businesses. They've not been great for especially small businesses. And listen, and you know, tonight's guest, he'll be coming on in just a few moments here. You know, I'm looking forward to sort of having a really good discussion with him about, you know, Jersey politics and, of course, the Republican Party and where it's gone. Because, listen, you know, 8 years ago, I remember I was walking up and down Palisade Avenue in, you know, downtown Union City. I remember when then-candidate Christie was walking hand-in-hand with Mayor Stack. And
yes,
to his credit, you know, Mayor Stack, again, a very, very intelligent politician, invited both then Governor Corzine and then candidate Christie to National Night Out on Crime. It was in August, I remember. It was a Tuesday. And I had a chance to speak to both of them, sort of, you know, very briefly, I couldn't have a very long, extended conversation with them, but certainly, you know, I was able to have at least a sense of, you know, where they stood. And, you know, a lot of people that met Chris Christie back in, you know, 8 years ago during, you know, National Night Out Against Crime were overwhelmed with him, his charm, his stance on the issues. And listen, he achieved one of the biggest upsets in New Jersey political history. You know, he was able to squeak out, I think, a 5-point win over John Corzine at the time.
I remember that.
And, you know, yeah, and 8 years later, you know, a lot of people in New Jersey are not going to be very, you know, are not very warm to him right now. And I think that could be something that could really potentially be a problem for Lieutenant Governor Guadagno. But we'll find out. Listen, it's a long campaign until November, so we'll find out. But, Arthur, I appreciate you calling me tonight. I do have to take all my guests on right now. But, listen,
okay.
I thank you for listening to Talking the Hudson, and do call back again. All right, man?
No problem. Thanks.
Thank you, Arthur. Have a good night, brother.
Have a good night.
All right.
Hello.
Joining us now here, joining us live now here on Talking to Hudson is Hudson County Republican Party Chairman and one of the very few Republican Assemblymen to ever be elected here in Hudson County back in 1985, the Honorable Jose Arango. Jose, thanks for coming on to Talking to Hudson tonight.
How you doing, Fernando? It's a pleasure to be in your show. It's great.
Wow.
You're doing a fantastic job. God bless you.
Oh, well, thank you, Jose. By the way, my parents say hello, especially my mom, who's a big fan of yours. So she definitely sends her hello tonight.
You.
So, and, you know, so I'll definitely tell her you send her a hello back for sure. Well, Jose, listen, I don't know how much you had a chance to listen to my monologue, but, you know, I'll sort of just give you sort of a brief synopsis. But, you know, obviously last night was a big night in New Jersey, especially Hudson County. It was primary night. What many of us expected to happen, indeed, took place. We saw Phil Murphy secure the Democratic nomination for governor, and we saw Lieutenant Governor Guadagno secure the Republican nomination for governor. So there's still a lot of time between, you know, today and November, and a lot of things can change, but a lot of polls right now don't fare very well for the Lieutenant Governor. And I know you're a very big advocate for Kim. I've met Kim personally. She's a very nice lady. She actually, when I was running for state assembly in 2011, I had a chance to meet her, and she attended one of my events, and, you know, I was very thankful to her, and I'm always, you know, grateful for that. But moving forward, Jose, you know, it's a big challenge moving on now. And
yeah,
I know you're a big advocate for Kim. What can you tell voters today about Kim Guadagno and her chances coming up in November?
I'm going to tell you something. Kim Guadagno can walk on Martin Luther King Drive, and Murphy not even know where the address is. You know, she has been a person that has been working with the minority business. She's not a robotic person. She's not a person that bought the election. She had to fight her own election. You know, she's a normal woman that knows how to be a mother, how to be a wife, how to be a working person. She knows what it is to pay the American Express or pay the rent. I don't know if you understand my point. She is where she is.
I get it.
It's because she worked all her life very hard to be where she is. And, you know, it's easy to be a multimillionaire and, you know, buy the election. Basically, that's what Murphy did. He hired all the people that the Democratic structure told him to buy. And, you know, after you spend $20 million plus, you know, I don't know how you can trust somebody that buy the election. And then if you're a minority in the state of New Jersey, how do you can trust somebody that bought the election? You know, trust them that, you know, something? I'm where I am because I pay off, you know, all the county chairs. So if you're a working class person, he's telling you that he wants to legalize marijuana. He wants to free the people in jail. He wants to increase the taxes to the business in the state. So what are we going to have here? We're going to have a crisis here because we can't afford anymore the taxes that we pay. We can't afford anymore the out of control situation that we have in quality of life. Nobody's talking about quality of education to our children. And, you know, you can win elections, but it's more than winning elections. It's about being for real.
thing there, Jose, because you touched upon a lot of excellent talking points. Let's dissect this a little bit more specifically. For starters, again, as I mentioned with my opening segment, and you know, I'm a homeowner, I'm a taxpayer, I'm concerned, and very much to the caller I just spoke to before you came on. You know, a lot of people statewide, Jose, tell me, you know, both publicly and privately. I've had some public officials tell me this off the record, that when I describe this election coming up in November as Chris Christie light against John Corzine 2.0, most people, when I use that characterization, say, Fernando, that is spot on. Man, you hit it out of the ballpark with that analysis. And I said, okay, great. We've identified what the problem is. Well, we've at least identified the profiles. Now, Jose, I have to ask you, because, you know, again, being a Republican isn't easy in Hudson County. We all know this. We know being a Republican in New Jersey is not easy.
I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. Chris is not going to be in the ballot. Donald Trump is not in the ballot. I don't care. And he's running against Donald Trump and Chris Christie. You know something? The person running against him is, you know, Kim Guadagno. Kim Guadagno is a woman that was a working-class woman, a mother, a person that understands what it is to be in the working community and how to be pushed into the corner because, you know something, you're doing too good. And the male chauvinist community don't like a woman to be where you know, if you're smart and you think by yourself, this is what Kim Guadagno is. Kim Guadagno is the real deal. Kim Guadagno is the main street. I'm going to tell you, Murphy lives where all the Republicans that he hates, and he says, oh, you know, all these Republicans are bad people. Well, you know, that's his neighborhood. So how do you can say that the Republicans are bad when you live with the Republican neighborhood that you're talking, they're not good for you? You know,
I hear you. You can say
that you understand where Martin Luther King Drive is or where Main Street is in New Jersey when you don't even know where we are. You know, because you buy the election, that doesn't mean that you're a good guy.
Okay, fair enough. Let me pose a scenario for you, Jose, and you tell me how it's played out for us here in New Jersey. You know, 8 years ago, I remember walking down Palisade Avenue in downtown Union City, and mm-hmm. I remember it was the first Tuesday of August, as it's always National Night Out Against Crime. It's a national night, you know. At the time, my mayor and state senator, Brian Stack, had the political will to invite both Governor Corzine at the time and then candidate Chris Christie. Mm-hmm. Candidate Christie overwhelmed a lot of independents, which is what won the election that fall. But 8 years later, Jose, and I know you've been a big advocate for the governor the last 8 years. I know you've had a relationship with him. You know, listen, Democrats, registered Democrats outnumber Republicans by about a margin of 3-1. So we all know that independents decide elections as they always do. 8 years later, statewide, the name Chris Christie sort of generates different responses.
Listen, you know, you can criticize mm-hmm. Chris Christie whenever you want, but the Goldman Sachs guy, they you know, was the one that left the state basically in bankruptcy. You know, Chris Christie maybe made a lot of mistakes, but if it wasn't for Chris Christie, we didn't have the state in a safe situation economically. You know, it's not the perfect situation, but it's a better situation than Corzine left us. You know, it's different to run Goldman Sachs than to run the state or run government.
You're right about that.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and Chris Christie and Brian Stack is very pragmatic. You know, he was with Chris Christie. Now he's with Murphy. And tomorrow, if I bring, you know, John Smith, he will be with John Smith as long as he's good for Union City. You know, Brian Stack was my chief of staff when I was in the assembly. So I know Brian Stack. Brian Stack is going to do whatever is good for Union City. But you know something? He really, if I knew Brian Stack thinking, you know, he thinks that maybe Murphy can win. He's trying to be a Democrat, and he's trying. But that's what he did with Chris Christie. You know, he basically told Corzine to, you know, go in the corner, and, you know, we're going to be with Chris Christie now because Chris Christie is going to win. And he's doing, he's just hedging his bets where he's going to be. But if King Bordano is the governor of the state of New Jersey, King Bordano is going to be good for Hudson County with Brian Stack or no Brian Stack, because he's good to – you know, King Bordano, when we came to power with Chris Christie, Chris Christie told King Bordano, I don't care what you do, you're my lieutenant governor, your business is to improve the business community and the unemployment rate in the state of New Jersey. We went from 10% to 4%. It's not one small business in the state of New Jersey. It's not one Hispanic or Latino community person. And you can ask the Hispanic, you know, the statewide Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. King Bordano has been always there for us. King Bordano has been the person that got rid of the red tape, got rid of all the obstacles to make sure that the Hispanic community understand and the minority community understand how that we can help them to open business, to build business, and to create jobs. King Bordano has been the person that really, in the Chris Christie administration, has been the person that built the progress, the little progress that we have in the state of New Jersey. Now, because you're an ambassador in Germany, and now you give $1 million to each county to be the grand nominee, that doesn't give you the right to understand what's going on in the state of New Jersey, because you don't even understand what's happening around you.
Well, also, well, you know what, Jose, you know what, and I appreciate you, you know, giving us sort of that rundown, because I think a lot of our listeners tonight probably didn't have an idea about what King Bordano has been doing as lieutenant governor. Again, it's not a position that's glorified a lot. It's not a position that gets discussed too often. So I do appreciate you giving me sort of that synopsis about what Lieutenant Governor Bordano has been doing for the last 8 years. But going back to sort of, you know, analyzing the record, you know, I would say, I think, you know, to be pragmatic, and that was a good word you brought up before, you know, describing Mayor Stack and, of course, you know, a lot of mayors in New Jersey and, of course, a lot of state senators and legislators that have aligned themselves with Phil Murphy. You know, 8 years later, there's still some concerns, Jose. And I'm not saying this because I'm trying to, you know, listen, I mean, you know, we've talked off the air. I'm hoping, you know, I've been led to believe that Kim Bordano will come on the show. I know you're trying to help me do that, so I hope that you can help make that happen eventually in the few weeks ahead in terms of having Kim on. I know that the Murphy campaign has assured me he'll come on too, so I'm excited about that. So, you know, I'm not trying to grill you because I'm going to ask her the same questions I'm asking you now. You know, 8 years later, a lot of New Jerseyans are still concerned about where we're at right now, whether it's the pension crisis, whether it's the fact that a lot of people are still moving out of New Jersey because it's become unaffordable. The fact that,
why they're moving out of New Jersey? They're moving out of New Jersey because the state legislation doesn't let us to balance the budget. They don't let us to lower the taxes. You know, the King Bordano just said it very easy. I say, if I can't lower your taxes, I will not run for re-election. You know something? The reason why we can't lower the taxes is because look at the speech of Murphy, yes, last night. I'm going to fight Donald Trump. All right, you're going to fight Donald Trump. You know, how are you going to do affordable housing? How are you going to do everything that we can do in the state of New Jersey? It's like a mayor saying, I don't want to work with the governor. You know, you can't be irresponsible. This is not Goldman Sachs. This guy doesn't understand. You know, we have a situation right now in the state where you have a president that is a businessman and a guy running for governor that is Goldman Sachs. You know something? It's no difference between Murphy and Donald Trump. They are the same people. They are the same people because they run business. They don't run, you know, look where the people running against Murphy says. You know, he created slavery in China. He didn't care. He hacked the phones of the prime minister when he was ambassador, you know, under his administration or whatever, or his watch, you know, was hacking on the phones on the prime minister of Germany. You know, when you're running a business, when you run Goldman Sachs or you're Donald Trump, you know, he criticizing Donald Trump. Murphy is Donald Trump. The difference is he's running in the Democratic Party. So he's hypocritical for him to say, I'm going to stop Donald Trump. He's not going to stop Donald Trump. He's Donald Trump. in the Democratic Party. You know, King Guadagno is mainstream. King Guadagno is the woman that has children, that has a husband, that had to work for what she is, you know, that had to deal with Chris Christie. Chris Christie has a strong personality. She had to disagree with Chris Christie. You know, basically what Murphy has to show here. He told Fulop in Jersey City, that was the guy, the progressive guy, the youth of the Democratic Party, you're not running. You know, I'm the Goldman Sachs guy. You know, you work for Goldman Sachs. I'm the guy here. You know, I'm richer than you. I have more money. If you have $10 million, I'm going to put $20 million. You know, this is what Murphy is all about. So Democrats in the state of New Jersey, or moderates or center people, would not be agreeing with this. You know, people get very emotional because of all the circumstances that we have politically in the state. But at the end of the day, when you see King Guadagno against Murphy, you're going to see a normal person, a person that is humble, a person that is a mother, a person that is a wife, a person that is a working woman, a person that accomplished what she is as a woman because of her quality. She had to fight exactly what anybody, any woman in the urban area has to fight to accomplish anything, or a multimillionaire that bought the election for the Democratic Party. Another court sign that left his stay in bankruptcy because he was dealing whatever he has to deal in Goldman Sachs. You know, Goldman Sachs is a different ballgame. So now, if I'm an African-American, if I'm a Latino, I don't care what anybody says. Any Latino up there that is against, you know, King Guadagno is being bought by whatever Democratic interest is, because King Guadagno is the only real deal. It's the main street that we have right now in this election. You like it or not, but this is the reality of life. You know, something. Sometimes you have to take tough decisions. She is the reality of what we can accomplish, a better future for us in New Jersey. She's the, you know something? We can increase taxes. We can, you know, castigate more the business community that are creating the jobs. At the end of the day, when you increase taxes, you're going to increase taxes on the person that is giving you a job. So where are we going here? We have enough taxes already. And you know something? You can complain about Chris Christie. You can complain about anything. It's the state legislation who has really control of the agenda and the legislation in the state. It's not the governor. The governor can veto. You know, you can veto saying no, 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 no. But you know something? When you say no, you're not accomplishing anything. And that's what they're complaining about Chris Christie. He say no all the time. He's not positive. Well, he's not positive because you want to kill the people who produce.
Well, listen, you know what? That's an interesting perspective.
I'm sorry, I get emotional on that.
It's fine. No, and listen, and I'm glad we're discussing this, because I think it's important to sort of put this out there. But you know, we'll get back to the campaign in a moment. But I sort of want to, you know, center on you tonight, Jose. I want to sort of, you know, ask you some basic questions. Maybe a lot of our audience aren't familiar with you, but you know, first and foremost, you know, what made you a Republican? What made you gravitate to the Republican Party? At what age did you say to yourself, you know, this is the party for me? And obviously you haven't left since then.
I'm going to tell you a funny story why I'm becoming a Republican. You know, I'm born in Cuba with Fidel Castro. I grew up in Spain with Franco. And then I come to Hudson County and they tell me you have to be a Democrat. I said, can I have another choice here? I say, well, maybe, you know, you can be a Republican, but nobody's a Republican. I say, I want to be whatever nobody is. And the reason is because you can't be what everybody is. You have to think by yourself. You know something? No party has the right answer. You have to vote for the person. When the people started to vote for, well, you know, I'm a Democrat because they're for the LGBT community, or they are for the working class, or they are for the union, or they are for, you know, for the public education. You know, you're making a mistake. You vote for the person. The person is the one who's going to make. You are your own person. The only way that you're going to show that you are somebody, it's when you show that you have a freedom of expression, a freedom to be whatever you want to be. And you know something? And that's what we are. In Hudson County, if you want to be a Republican, nobody likes you. But you know something? You're going to be whatever you want to be because nobody's going to control you. You know, you're not tied to the teachers union. You're not tied to any administration. You're not tied to anybody. You're tied to yourself. So you can be a Republican or you can be an independent. And that's not the truth. The problem is, and the only way that I can be someplace is having a way of transportation. The way my way of transportation is being a Republican. And you know something? In Hudson County, we need that bipartisan because everybody's a Democrat. You know, it's sad. When, you know, not everybody thinks the same way. You know, you think your life experience, you think you're suffering, you think you're challenged, you think whatever you experience in your life, you have to be yourself. And you know something? You can't marry a party. It's not about a party. It's about what's going to make you live a better life. And you know, sometimes, you know, the name Republican sounds bad because that's what the PR usually does. You know, being a Republican in Hudson County is a bad name. But I don't care as long as I have a way of transportation, as long as I have a way of expressing myself, as long as I have a way not to be controlled. When you're a Democrat in Hudson County, you're being controlled by a machine. When you're a Republican in Hudson County, I'm the county chairman. I don't control you. You can do whatever you want. So that's real democracy, when you can do whatever you want. When you're a Democrat, they're going to tell you what to do.
Well, Jose, I mean, again, as a Republican, though, you know, obviously you're one of the few Republicans to be elected to a state office back in 1985. You know, you and Ronald Dario, if I remember correctly, were elected as the assemblyman in the 33rd. And, you know, obviously, you know, there's only been one other elected Republican since then. So it's been a very, very small sample size.
Frank Gargiulo. Don't remember Frank Gargiulo, right? Who's the superintendent of the School of Technology in Hudson County, the most successful education system in the state of New Jersey, and probably in the United States, happened to be a Republican. Okay? And he's a commissioner in North Bergen. You know, that's what people don't understand there. You know, I'm the director of economic development in Jersey City. You know, Republicans, we do a lot of good things, but we are lost in the translation because we're in a county that everybody's Democrat. But if it wasn't for Frank Gargiulo, the education system in Hudson County will be in terrible stage. You know, Frank Gargiulo is probably one of the best things that happened when it comes to education historically in the state of New Jersey. And he was an assemblyman too. He was part of the Kane, you know, administration. So we have a lot of Republicans here in Hudson County doing a lot of good things, but nobody pays attention because we are Republicans. Who wants to be a Republican in Hudson County? You know, we're crazy. You know, we are a unique group of people that, you know something, we may be not huge, but we are small, but we are quality. And you know something? You want to be with quality. You don't want to be with what everybody is. You know, the day that you want to be what it is, then tail of the lion, not the head of the lion.
No, listen. I hear you. And again, you know, having run for state assembly back in 2011, I knew exactly how difficult a task that is for Republicans. So I get that. Believe me, I'm not. It's not a reality that has escaped my mind ever. But sort of going back to, you know, your experience as a Republican, Jose, I mean, in recent years, obviously the party has developed different factions just like the Democratic Party has. You know, there are certain set wings of the party that have certain mindsets. You know, if someone just met you and they asked you, all right, Jose, we know you're a Republican, but what type of Republican are you, though? Like, how do you answer that question when someone approaches you?
Well, I'm a conscientious Republican. I'm a person that I understand what everybody feels. I'm a person that believes in, you know, when it comes to fiscal responsibility, I believe in lower taxes. I believe in strengthening small business. I believe in letting you be whatever you want to be. you know, being a Republican doesn't mean that I'm going to tell you what you're going to be. I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you are. I don't care what sex orientation you have. I don't care how you got to the United States. I don't care if you agree or disagree with me. What I care is that you can be a success story in the United States. And that's what the Republican Party is all about. You know, the thing is, the other party is about controlling your life. You know, we are against the other guy because, you know, at the end of the day, is we are live and let live. And you know something? That's what the Republican Party is all about. Less government. When government is telling you what you have to do, when government, you are afraid of government, when you have to pay government, that means a dictatorship. You know, government should be a facilitator for you and for your ideas and for you to develop yourself. We are here to be public servants. We're not here to tell you what to do. So that's why we have to change in Hudson County. We have to change in Hudson County. We have to change from the Democratic Party is that, you know, the government doesn't know what to do. You have to use government and you have to tell government what to do. The day that government knows better than you, you live in a dictatorship.
Well, you know what? That's an excellent point. That's well said. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners tonight will appreciate that for sure in terms of that breakdown. Getting back to sort of the parties, Jose, you know, again, moving forward towards November, again, for a lot of people statewide and also in Hudson County, the summer months are usually slow. People maybe aren't as invested, but we know that both candidates are going to be going all over the state, town halls. They'll be going to functions of all kinds, meeting the voters. You know, right now, I mean, again, if you had to advise Kim Guadagno, if you had to sit in her inner circle and say, this is the formula to beat Phil Murphy, what would you say to her today?
I'm going to tell you something. If you have to choose between a woman that his father was a salesman, she lived in different states because they can't afford their household. They had to choose between paying a credit card or the rent. She knows how to work with the most business. She's a woman. She's a mother. She's a wife. Everything that she's accomplished has been because she worked hard for what she has. She was a sheriff. She was a prosecutor. She did everything that she has done is because she worked for to accomplish what she is. All right? Or a guy that, whatever his beginnings are, was in Goldman Sachs. He's a multimillionaire. He never was in Main Street. He never was in Martin Luther King Drive. But he gave $1 million to each chairman of the Democratic Party in every county. Got the nomination. Who do you choose? The person who knows how to work or the person who knows how to buy people? That's the bottom line.
Well, you know what? I'll say this, and tell me if I'm wrong in the way I'm going to characterize this, because, you know, I've had this discussion with people both off and on the record, and I feel that moving forward, Jose, this is a challenge for voters, not just in Hudson County, but I think in New Jersey. And, you know, again, we look at it from the perspective of, and you raised a good point before, that I'm sure a popular talking point by Phil Murphy will be, you know, mentioning Donald Trump's name often, mentioning Chris Christie's name. To your point, you know, neither of those guys. Neither of those guys are on the ballot.
No, Donald Trump is the president of the United States for the next 4 years. If Murphy thinks that he can beat Donald Trump, no, maybe he can beat Donald Trump. And even if they say that Donald Trump is not going to be there because he's going to be impeached, whatever they want to do. So then we have the vice president. For the next 4 years, or the 3 years of Murphy, he's going to have to deal with the Republican administration in Washington. So for him saying that he don't want it with Washington, that's pathetic. It's like saying the mayor of Jersey City doesn't want to deal with Trenton. Or the mayor of Union City doesn't need anything from Chris Christie. The only reason why Brian Stack killed the Democratic Party to make sure that Chris Christie was the governor is because he needed Chris Christie. So for Murphy to say that he can be working with the President of the United States, that's pathetic. That's to please whoever disagrees with Donald Trump. You know something? I can disagree or agree with Donald Trump. You know, I'm not going to say anything about Donald Trump, but I'm going to tell you something. That's demagogue. That's using people. That's using the minorities. That's using the people who feel disenchanted by whatever the Republicans are. You know something? If you want to be a demagogue, you're not a real person. You have to be a pragmatic person if you want to be a leader. You want to know with who you're going to deal. You know, when you start to say all these things that he's saying, like yesterday's speech, I'm going to the jails because I'm going to have, you know, if you're going to legalize marijuana, if you're going to have everybody in jail out on the streets, and then you're going to increase the taxes to people who abuse you because you're an illegal alien and you work, you know something? Illegal aliens, it's not about being an illegal alien. It's about stabilizing everybody here. It's a lot of illegal aliens that are good people. But you know something? You have to be legal. Any country that is civilized, any country that believes in laws, any country that is normal, you know, if you go to Mexico, if you're illegal, you go to jail. Come on. You know, we're not going to be prosecuting people that are good people. We're not going to prosecute people that are progressive in this state. But you know something? Don't be a demagogue and don't use the suffering of people for your political benefit. And that's what Murphy is doing. He's using the people who are suffering in order to be the nominee in the Democratic Party. He's buying the chairmen to be the nominee in the Democratic Party. You know, he's a Goldman Sachs guy. He's a Goldman Sachs guy. You know, Goldman Sachs, you know, they went to China. They slavery people. As long as they make a profit, who cares? You know, we're making money. That's how he became a multimillionaire. You know, now you want to compete against a woman that is where she is because she worked hard? All right, let me know. You know, we can agree or disagree. You can win or not win. But you know something? I'm going to stick myself with a person that has children, that was a mother, the person that is a good wife, and the woman that worked hard to be where she is. That's my choice.
Well, I'll say this, Jose. And again, you know, one of the things that we've learned about elections, especially after last November, is that anything can happen. Expect the unexpected. You know, it's nothing's ever a lock. So whenever I woke up this morning and I saw a poll, you know, detailing Phil Murphy's big lead right now over Ken Giordano, you know, I don't like to take polls seriously. I think we all learned that polls can be very misleading. A lot can happen between now and November. So, you know, we're going to find out exactly in terms of, you know, where she stands in terms of her record, what she's going to offer as an alternative to Phil Murphy. And speaking of her record, and again, let's sort of go back to a topic we were exploring earlier. You know, again, the last 8 years of Governor Chris Christie have been very unique. They've been a challenge. You know, again, you've been a party chair for many years now. You've interacted with the governor. You know, you've interacted with the governor in detail. You know, what would you say is probably the best about the last 8 years of Chris Christie, and what are maybe some of the things that maybe, not that you regret about Chris Christie, but what are some of the things that you might say, well, Christie could have done better with this, though? But let's start first with, you know, what do you remember most about Governor Christie?
It's always room to do better, but what Chris Christie got was like Haiti, and we're back in the United States. You know, Corsair left a state in bankruptcy, a state crisis from the pension to everything else. You know, we've been unsolvent in the state. You know, we could have survived in the state. Chris Christie saved the state. You know, maybe it's not the best rating. Maybe we had problems with all the things that has to be, you know, the Washington Bridge was a distraction. You know, Chris Christie went from being the most popular governor in the state of New Jersey to be the less popular governor in the state of New Jersey. But you know something? I will never deny my friendship with Chris Christie. You know something? Chris Christie probably made some mistakes, like any human being. You know, we made mistakes. I don't know what mistakes he made that people doesn't. You know, people see what they see in the press, but if you really calculate cold what Chris Christie have done for the state legislation basically against him. He never governed with anybody, and you know, any president has, or a Senate or a Congress that is Republican or whatever. Chris Christie governed by himself. He didn't have anybody with him. You know, we have the lowest payroll in the state since 1982, 83. You know, we have the best balanced budget that we ever had in the state. Court sign basically left the state out of business. We were basically unsolvent. We were out of bankruptcy. You know what a Chapter 11 is? That's what the state was. You know, the pension system was a disaster. Everything was a disaster with court sign. Now, we have another Goldman Sachs that wants to be the governor because he's doing exactly the same formula that Corsain did. I buy the chairman. I tell them that I'm going to raise the money. I'm going to do whatever I have to do. And they're going to elect me. That's where we are right now. So we have Corsain number two. And you know something? Chris Christie has the Washington Bridge situation, which I understand was very popular in the state. In the nation, but at the end of the day, he never did anything wrong with that. And so at the, you know, we are blaming Chris Christie for something that he never did.
Well, I mean, I'll say this much: I know that you know the media certainly did not do any favors at all for the last few years in the way that they covered the Bridgegate scandal.
I'm going to tell you how powerful the media is. All the media endorsed Ciccarelli and Jack, you know, the guy running against King Waddell.
Mm-hmm.
Because they thought, oh, how are we going to be with the lieutenant governor for Chris Christie? You know something? At the end of the day, the people on the state, you know, 50% or whatever, the Republicans in the state of New Jersey decided to be with King Waddell. So the media is very important. And you know, Donald Trump wasn't with the media. The media, in the primaries, the media wanted Donald Trump. But then when Donald Trump was against Hillary Clinton, they weren't with Hillary Clinton. But you know something? What happened is Democrats, they have a worse message than us. So that's why we had Donald Trump as a president. So all this with the media, you know, that's beautiful. But you know something? At the end of the day, the media has to wake up and smell the coffee and follow what the people really want.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, Jose, because as we all know that the liberal mainstream media has always done a disservice to us, you know, the voters, the people, the taxpayers for many, many years. So, you know, what you're telling me right now is something that, you know, I'm very aware of. I know many of my listeners tonight will probably agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, again, sort of going back to Governor Christie here, you know, it was a very unique and interesting 8 years. You know, the first 4 years, you know, we saw his popularity soar. He was the guy that, again, was looked upon as somebody. Listen, going back to 2012, a lot of people were saying to, you know, to Mitt Romney, like, listen, step aside. Let's let Chris Christie run. And he chose not to do that, obviously. And then after Sandy, he developed even more popularity because of the leadership and everything else. And, you know, when he ran, listen, when he ran in 2013, I'll never forget all these rallies. Listen, like here in Union City, I was there. When I used to do local journalism, I remember Brian Stack and his board of commissioners and his legislative slate ticket were all there with Chris Christie, and it was a madhouse on Palisade Avenue right in front of City Hall. It was insane. I remember. And then shortly after winning re-election, we saw the Bridgegate scandal really flare up, and then since then it's been almost a disaster in terms of his popularity. And you know, one of the things, and I'll ask you as a county chair, because I've talked to other county chairs across the state, and I've talked to other Republicans in the state. You know, some have told me off the record, you know, I won't name names, but some have said to me, you know, Fernando, for all that Chris Christie has done for the state and what, you know, he's attempted to do for the party, the Republican Party is actually in worse shape now, 8 years after him, though. What do you say to those critics? Because, listen, there are a lot of them statewide that would say Chris Christie's left the Republican Party in really bad shape, and that's a reason that they're concerned for Kim Guadagno, that you know, sort of like that cloud that hovers over him and the party could affect her and her chances in November. Is that an accurate characterization, you think, by other Republicans?
No, I got to tell you something. Whoever told you that, they don't know what the fellow is talking about, because we have a blue state, and thanks to Chris Christie, we have a Republican governor and a Democratic state. It's like being in California and having a Republican governor. You know, New Jersey is probably the most Democratic state in the nation after California right now.
Yeah, New York probably. New York also.
You know, Tony, in order to say that, you know, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. So, you know, Chris Christie, you can like it or dislike it. You can disagree or agree, but he's our governor. Whatever we accomplish here is because of him. You know, whatever we have negative is because of him. You know, it's what it is. You know, it's a reality of life. You know, what am I going to tell you? I'm going to kill Chris Christie? No. You know something? He's our governor. We won with him. Twice, good or bad, you know, but we won, all right? And now what we have to do is we have a different woman. Let me tell you, Kim Guadagno is not Chris Christie, okay? She's a different person. You know, you can like or dislike Chris Christie. He made or not made mistakes. Now, it's up to you. What do you want to think about Chris Christie? But Kim Guadagno was the person that Chris Christie needed in order for him to win the election. And you know something? She was loyal to Chris Christie, but she's not Chris Christie. When Murphy, a guy that was basically thrown out by the Obama administration as an ambassador because the hacking of the phones of the Prime Minister of Germany when he was an ambassador, is moved to a Republican county, he buys a $9 million mansion, and you know something? And then he's going to say, I'm going to be in Jersey City, and you know, Martin Luther King Drive because they love me. You know something? If you're a minority and you think that guy is with you, you believe in Mickey Mouse, you know, and Disney World. What are you, crazy? You know, the reality here is this woman knows how to be in a situation that is not easy. She knows the state of New Jersey. She was a lieutenant governor. She was the person who lowered the unemployment from 10% to 4%. She was the person that came to Hudson County. It's not one business in Hudson County. It's not one business in Essex County. It's not one business in Camden County that Kim Guadagno doesn't know them by name. Now, Goldman Sachs, they were supporting Venezuela. They were supporting the dictatorship in Venezuela. They were supporting the people that killing people on the streets in Caracas, Venezuela. So now,
yeah, I read that recently in the New York Times about Goldman Sachs trying to buy bonds over there and attempted to sort of bail out the government,
yeah,
which
that's,
I'm sure for a lot of Venezuelans that's an outrage. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. That's not Murphy, but that's his common denominator. You know what I mean? That's where he was trained. It's not about democracy, not. It's not about China or slavery. It's about making money. So now, if I'm a minority in Jersey City, I'm a minority in Passaic County, I'm a minority in Essex County, I'm a minority in Camden County, I think this guy is going to be with me, you know, I bring you Mickey Mouse, and then you're happy.
Okay, fair enough. Jose, you know, a question I ask a lot of my guests since I started doing this podcast, and for the most part, I've had a lot of Democratic officials on the show. I've had some journalists. I've had you on now, the first Republican on the podcast. You know, I'm going to ask you a question I've asked everybody, and I know that you'll give me a very honest and – actually, I know you'll give me a very brutally honest answer. So here it goes. Can both parties have good ideas?
Yes. You know, the reason why – right now we have the crisis that we have in Washington is because we're not following that not one party has the right idea. You know, Bill Clinton was a success story because he thought he has all the ideas. You know, Bill Clinton was the best friend of Newt Gingrich. You know, Ronald Reagan was the best friend of the Democratic leadership. I don't remember the name now because I'm having a senile moment right now. But
yeah,
I'm going to
Tip O'Neill. It was Tip O'Neill. Tip O'Neill.
Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill were the best friends. You know, they used to go and say, "Okay, let's smoke a cigar," and you know, let's, you know, you're going to tell me what I'm wrong. I'm going to tell you where I'm wrong, but you know, let's see whether we can agree here. The problem that we have right now is, I'm going to tell you what's the problem. The problem is, in the 1980s, 1970s, 1960s, we have people who fought for this country, you know what I mean, in Congress. Right now, we are not communicating. You know, I send you an email. You know, this is what we're doing today. We're talking. I'm pretty sure half of the listeners, they're going to say Jose is, you know, full of baloney. Jose is lying. I agree with him 50% or 30%, whatever it is. But we're talking. It's about talking to each other. You know something? Your political experience is your life experience. If you have been abused, if you have been discriminated, if you have been treated the wrong way, you know, you're going to react to the political atmosphere that you have around you. So this is what it is. You know, Hudson County is not a Democratic stronghold because a miracle. It's a Democratic stronghold because we, in Hudson County, we are the place where everybody from outside the county comes and they're trying to make themselves the American dream. What's going on right now in Hudson County, I'm going to tell you something. All the waterfront in Hudson County, they agree more with me than they agree more with the Democratic machine. Why? Because all these guys, they're not even Hudson County. Who are the people segregating the people in Hudson County? The Democratic machine. Because they want these rich guys to come to Hudson County and get their taxes and sell the condominiums. The segregation is not coming from the Republican Party in Hudson County. It's coming from the Democratic Party. You know, one of the biggest crises that we have right now is in the African-American community is people coming from outside the African-American community and buying everybody else. So who are you going to blame? Me? I'm the Republican guy. I'm not doing this. Who's allowing this to happen? The Democratic Party. But you know something? At the end of the day, they're going to blame me because you don't know better. But
you know what? That's a fair observation.
We have to educate people. We have to tell them and say, listen, charter school, school choice is not bad for minorities because when you have choices, it's good. You know, the reason why rich people doing better than us is because they have choices. So why, if you have choices, it's going to be bad for you? But the teachers' union in the Democratic machine counties are going to tell you, well, you know, you can do that because if you go against public education, you're going to, you know, public education is good. But, you know, something, choices are not bad. You know, what's the problem with choice? Choice is part of the democracy. So if you believe in democracy, you believe in choices. You know,
one of the things about school choice, though, that it's not that it's a complicated issue. What makes it so challenging to discuss, I think, is that statewide, you know, it means different things to different people. We know that the teachers' union is very strong in New Jersey. We know that they consume a lot of power.
Control education. So when you control education,
no,
it's a dictatorship.
Oh, no, I get that. No, listen, and I've always been an advocate.
I'm going to tell you something. The perfect example is what you see with Sweeney, who's the Senate president, and the teachers' union. The hypocritical thing is Sweeney is a union leader. Not in the education system, but he's a union leader, okay? And the teachers' union went against him because he believed in choices, on education choices.
Yeah, I read that.
How hypocritical the teachers' union can be when they go against the strongest union guy in the state of New Jersey. The Senate president of the Democratic Party, but you not with him because he believes that we have to have choices. So you know something? he will be a better governor than even Murphy, because Murphy, before even he knows what he's running for governor, he says, whatever the teachers union want to do, I do. What the hell is that? That's leadership. So you don't care about what the hell the future of the children in the state are all about. It's about how you're going to get the support of some two or three guys that are going to decide what the teachers union is going to do, because you want to be the governors of 17 years, because you want to buy them off. You know something? It's a disgrace. You know, Philip Sweeney will be a better governor. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a Republican. But you know something? It's a disgrace that he's doing that. Right now, Middlesex County, he needed Middlesex County to be nominated as the governor, you know, whatever he is now. You know something? He's pushing Prieto out as the speaker. He's the only minority, he's the highest minority elected official in the state of New Jersey. Hudson County, he's pushing him out. You know why? Because he don't care about the minority community. He's caring about winning the election. So you know something? If you're the minority and you're supporting Murphy, shame on you, because you know something? You're killing your own people in power. So if you're Hudson County person, and you prefer to kill Prieto as the speaker because you want Murphy, shame on you. You're a Hudson County person, and you prefer Murphy than Fulop, shame on you. If you prefer Murphy against Sweeney, so anything that I'm telling you is what really happened. You know what happened here? $1 million talks more than the values, the human values. And you know something? That's what the Democratic Party in the U.S. is all about today.
Well, also, you know, it's interesting you bring up the Vincent Prieto issue, because I know it's a story that's broken recently, even through Insider NJ, you know, a very, very prominent news source here in the state of New Jersey. And they talked about that. I think one of the deals being cut by party bosses, like perhaps, is maybe trying to push Prieto out. We'll see what happens, though. And as you said before,
you're going to have three Irish people running this show here. They want the Irish guy from Middlesex County. They want, I don't know who the hell they want in the Senate, and they want Murphy. You know, at the end of the day, Murphy is telling you, I bought you off. I don't care what the election is all about. I give you $1 million to each county, and you're going to do whatever I tell you. You don't have a choice. If you're a black man, if you're a Hispanic person, I don't care what you want. I don't care if you – that's why he's running against Donald Trump and he's running against Chris Christie, because really he can't run against King Guadagno. You know why he can't run against King Guadagno? Because King Guadagno is the party of inclusion. He's the party of exclusion. He's the party of – I bought you off, you have a voice, I give you $1 million, you don't have to say anything. You're just going to follow what I'm telling. And that's what Murphy's all about.
Speaking of leadership, you brought up that word before, and you know, I have to ask you this now, with Kim Guadagno winning the primary last night and being the Republican nominee for governor now moving forward into November, there's a lot of whispers, Jose, that now because of Kim being named the Republican nominee, that's going to catapult you up to being the state chairman for the Republican Party. Any truth to those rumors? How do you feel about that? You know, like what can you tell us tonight?
I'm very flattered that people think about that. But you know me before this happening. You know what I'm saying? I've been always a Republican. I don't care if I'm going to be the chairman or not the chairman. I care about the Republican Party. I care about the state. You know something? I'm not here to be chairman. I'm here to make sure that Kim Guadagno becomes the governor. You know why? Because she's the right choice. She's a woman. She feels what my mother feels, what my wife feels, what your girlfriend feels, what anybody feels. She has that woman touch. She doesn't have the Wall Street touch. The Wall Street touch, they don't care about anybody as long as they make money. You know something? If I'm a minority, if I'm in Main Street, if I'm in Martin Luther King Street or Avenue or Drive, I would be concerned what's going on here. Look, Murphy has 300,000 votes against him. You know, it's more people in the Democratic Party against him than for him. Okay? You know, King Bordano, yes, we have some competition, but at the end of the day, they were more with us than with, you know why? Because always trust a woman, always trust a mother, always trust a wife. You know something? At the end of the day, they are the best choice that you can have. You know something? You know, the Democrats, they can't have it both ways. They can't have it both ways. You can't say that Hillary Clinton can be a better president than Donald Trump, but King Bordano can be a worse president or best a worse governor than Goldman Sachs. Okay? You know, that's the thing.
That's an interesting observation. I'm sure many of my listeners tonight will draw their own conclusions. And Jose, one last thing here before I have to let you go. And I appreciate you being on the show as long as you've been on tonight. You've been on with me for an hour. I know you're a busy man. I thank you for that. One last thing though, can you make me a promise though, because of your good rapport with Kim, can you get Kim on the show with me soon? Because I want to dedicate a whole hour and a half to her. Can you try to do that for me? Can you work with me there? Jose, can you do that or no? Hi, everyone. Yeah, welcome back to Talking to Hudson. Sorry about that bad connection. I don't know what happened. I hope that I can get Jose back on here. Wow, I don't know what happened there. I was trying to hopefully get an answer there. To the question there, and I appreciate him, being on as much as he's has been on tonight. Though, sort of a bad connection there. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I know we've been on for over an hour. Sometimes that can be a little bit of a snafu here on Blog Talk Radio. So I apologize about that. I'm hoping to get Mr. Jose Arango back on the program here, coming on here. So again, folks, you know, tonight's been a really interesting show. I mean, having Jose Arango, the Republican Party chairman here in Hudson County, which is no easy task. It's not easy being a Republican, here in Hudson County. But I'll tell you right now, it's a challenge I know he's embraced. It's something that, again, I can't say enough about what it means in terms of, you know, everything that he's put forward as a Republican here in the county. So, you know, listen, I know many people that tune in tonight who are Republicans. A lot of them are very pleased with Jose Arango. I know some are not. I mean, like anything else, you know, politics is a very interesting business, folks. And it's one of those things that, you know, really gets us motivated. I think it gets us very amped up, you know, when it comes to, thinking about the political climate. And again, in 2017, with a gubernatorial election right on the horizon this November, it should be no different than what any other election can be. I'm sure it's going to be very challenging. It's going to be polarizing, I'm sure. We're going to be inundated with ads between Phil Murphy and Kim Guadagno. But I'll tell you something. It's going to be quite a challenge here moving forward in 2017. And I'm hoping to have Jose Arango call back to the program now. I'm hoping to have him back on. Again, I apologize for the call being disconnected there. One of those little snafus that happened on Blog Talk Radio. So, again, I do apologize about that, folks. And, you know, listen, for those of you that listen in tonight to Jose, it was pretty enlightening. Again, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the entire podcast, but it was quite an interesting sort of exchange this evening. I think that Jose gave us a really good perspective in terms of what it's like to be a Republican, the challenges of it, certainly the challenges that await Kim Guadagno moving forward here in Hudson County. I know a lot of the polls have her as a very big underdog to Phil Murphy, but as we all know, sometimes poll can be misleading. So to say the least, it's going to be a very interesting campaign. I think now it's in June, even though the summer is well underway, many people who are political junkies like myself, listen, make no mistake about it. People are going to be engaged into this campaign and people are going to be very, very, it's not about being engaged. I think they're going to be sort of embracing this campaign because again, it is an off year in terms of politics. There are, you know, any House races, any Senate races, no presidential elections. And really the gubernatorial election here in New Jersey is going to be front and center on the national stage. And I think it's something that a lot of political junkies, political commentators, editorialists, bloggers, journalists, commentators, everybody within the political spectrum are going to have something to say about this campaign, about this election. And we're going to find out exactly what's going to be happening now moving forward in New Jersey. So, again, I want to thank Mr. Jose Arango for being on tonight's program. I apologize for the, again, just a sort of a technical snafu there. So I apologize to Jose if you're listening on. I appreciate you giving me an hour here tonight, Jose. You're a gentleman, and thank you very much. I hope you come back on Talk on the Hudson in the near future. And hopefully, again, hopefully you'll be able to get us Kim Godano here on the program. And, and I promise her I'll give her more than an hour here on the show. I definitely want to talk to her and really get to the sense of what this campaign is all about. So, again, I can't say enough about what it means here in terms of having very informative guests like we just did tonight. And if you missed any part of the broadcast, folks, again, you can always check out the show's page on Blog Talk Radio. I'll tell you, we've been up for over an hour, and like I said, it's one of those things where the time just flies by. And, again, I appreciate you listening in here this evening. And don't forget that every Wednesday night, live at 9 p.m., you can listen to the best commentary about everything Hudson County right here on Talk on the Hudson. So, again, if you've missed any part of tonight's broadcast, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Talk on the Hudson for any PC, Mac, smartphone, preferably an iPhone because it's better, or a tablet. If you have a topic or issue you want to hear about next week, folks, or in the coming weeks here on the show, please write to the inbox, which is talkonthehudson@gmail.com. Don't forget to like Talk on the Hudson on Facebook. And listen, whether it's on your morning commute, getting that daily workout in, walking your dog, doing laundry, for any of my students, past or present, taking a summer class, hey, whether you're doing homework, hey, tune in, and you'll be happy that you did. And once again, folks, Talk on the Hudson is brought to you by Alavella Restaurant. It's a brand new restaurant in Hudson County, and it's indeed the best Italian food that you'll taste anywhere. Now, Alavella Restaurant is located at 7709 Bergen Line Avenue in North Bergen, New Jersey. They're open for dinner 7 days a week. Call them ahead of time and make a reservation. Don't show up there without a reservation, folks. It gets packed there each and every day. Even in the outdoor seating area now with this great weather we're having, trust me, you don't want to show up to Alavella without a reservation. So call them 201-662-6110. Once again, reservations at Alavella are 201-662-6110. Now check out their website, which is www.alavellanj.com. You can check out all of their great dishes, everything there on full display on the website. So do check it out, and you'll be happy. You definitely will be able to look at the great selection that Alavella Restaurant provides for you on a daily basis. Now, don't forget to like Alavella Restaurant on Facebook, and, of course, follow them on Instagram and Twitter. If it's unbiased and unfiltered, it's Talk on the Hudson. Good night, Boulevard East, from all the way up in North Bergen, moving south into Weehawken as you approach the Lincoln Tunnel. I'll see you here next week on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, let's keep on talking.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shirts together, we're polishing up our act.